Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Mills on the way home, Radio 1 and Kanye West homecoming. Say hi, Laura.
Hello.
Oh, it's so good to have you back.
Hello, everyone.
She's had like every illness under the actual sun.
You still don't sound too... No,
have another locket, love.
I had tonsillitis and another virus.
Did you have the norofluorovirus, whatever it's called?
No, but my friends had it twice.
That's bad luck, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah. But you didn't have that.
No, I didn't have that.
Thanks for leaving the various like medication laying around the studio just to prove that you were actually ill.
If you want a locket, you can help yourself.
Yeah.
Well, there was only two available left, I think, because you were that poorly.
Yeah. Banana?
It's 8 minutes to five on Radio 1. Duffy, Mercy coming up next. Now, we were talking earlier in the week about my appearance on Sally Morgan's...
Which you tried to hide.
Sally Morgan's Star Psychic, which I didn't try to hide. I just didn't really mention it. I didn't think it was that important. Where a lady called Sally, who's a lovely landlady, tells you amazing things about your future, doesn't she? And it was also featured on Harry Hill's TV Burp last week. Just because of some of the truly astounding celebrities they have on it, like Lisa Scott Lee and Linda Lusardi, who she told to stay out of the sun.
She did a very wise advice.
Wise word, Sally.
She didn't say that to you, though, did
she? No, she didn't say that to me. Maybe she should.
Stay out of Tantastic.
And I was stay out of Electric Beach. But she didn't. I wasn't mentioned on TV Burp, and that's probably because I wasn't even famous enough
You're
to be
not
on
in that league.
Rubbish.
Yet.
But she did come up with some amazing revelations for me.
When I look at you when you were younger, I can see like this female influence around you.
Right, that was one of them, that I have lots of female influences around me, which I do, don't I?
Well, you do, yes. That'll be your mum.
My mum.
You're going to be offered a television programme, and it will have quite a high profile attached to it.
Right.
You must say yes to it.
I should.
Oh, definitely. Have you been offered the lottery?
Yes.
You're joking. Have you really?
Yes.
Oh, my God, Scott, you're going to do it. Oh, you're going to do it.
That's amazing.
How did she know that? How could she have known that?
Well,
how could she have known that, really? The fact that you do the lottery. Because you're doing it tonight.
I'm doing it tonight, that's
so,
right.
So
it's in the Radio Times.
Yeah, so she could have just looked in the Radio Times.
Well, that's true, she could have. I am doing it tonight, so she's correct. However, this was filmed a long time before I did the lottery.
Right.
So how could she have possibly known I was doing the lottery at all?
I like the agent that you have.
You do?
You had big changes there.
I did.
And I'm very pleased.
But she didn't talk to my agent about
it. How were you booked if she hadn't spoken to your agent?
Well, she did speak to someone from my agency at some point, but they didn't tell her about the lottery.
I like the agent that you have.
If anyone knows if the Sally Morgan Star Psychic Show with Chappers and Dave has gone out on TV yet, please let us know on 81199 because Chopper is quite worried that he's going to be the victim on Harry Hill's TV Burp at the weekend or at some point.
No, I'm not, because I'm not even that low down, really. I'm even lower than Lisa Scott Lee.
No,
but I'm just
kind of, like that.
No, but I'm just kind of worried that... Because when it was actually happening at the time, I took it, you know, quite seriously, and I kind of believed a lot of the stuff that she said. And now, when you hear back, you just realise how daft the whole thing
is. It's not daft. She predicted the lottery months before. And now we're playing it and making it sound a bit silly because the lottery's on tonight and she could have looked it up in any listings.
But so I just hope...
Don't worry about it.
I hope it's going out, or I hope we were just so rubbish that maybe they aren't even going to include it.
Let us know if that's been on ITV2, 81199. I've been thinking about this, right? There's a few things lately that have happened to me which have made me think I'm a little bit psychic myself. For instance...
right.
I reckon I could do this, Lark, and then I could get my own show on ITV2. For instance, last night I was in the hotel bar in Bristol, and I ordered a large wine when I got there, not like me.
Yeah.
And I said to the person I was with, who was my agent, actually, that Sally really liked...
Very nice man.
I was saying, I bet they bring a small one, and they did.
Wow.
And I put Chris Moyles on the other morning and I was humming Chasing Pavements in my head and I was like, I bet that's the song that's on Radio 1 now. My alarm goes off, haha, Adele is on Chasing Pavements.
I'm not really surprised at the last one.
Seriously, Scott Mills.
You've got a 1 in 3 chance, it feels
Scott
like.
Mills, star psychic. I could do that. Radio 1 podcasts.
podcast.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
6:14. Fallout Boy coming up. Katie Tunstall, record of the week. Right, so this Upstage show is going to be on BBC Three, and it's online now at bbc.co.uk/upstaged. What it is a new talent show which is open to anyone across the country who thinks that they are worth watching. It's like kind of having your own studio where you can put whatever you want in that studio to the nation live on the internet. Now, if you want to be part of it, what you have to do, if you are a contender, if you're a wannabe, you've got to make a profile of yourself online. You've got to have a description and a video of your act or idea. So if you've got a special skill or a hidden talent, go online, put a video on at bbc.co.uk/upstage. Doesn't have to be performers. We can have ideas, we can have events, we can have inventions. The whole event is going to last for 6 hours. Eventually, if you get chosen, you'll be in a box in the middle of Bristol showcasing your talent, which will be streaming on the internet.
Why did you come up with 6 hours as a...
I don't know, it's like an endurance thing, isn't it, really?
Yeah, you're telling me.
Right, also, if you don't have a talent, you can go online and you can kind of be the judges on this. Okay,
that's what I'm doing.
Are you? Are you on?
I don't have a talent.
Go online to the Upstage website and you can judge all the videos that are uploaded. Now, we'll do this the same as yesterday, right? I've got a few here that have already been put on the Upstage website. You just shout stop when you want me to stop them, right?
Yeah.
So this is a cross-dressing dance act called Sahara. Okay, here it is.
Stop.
Well, that's not fair. You've got to do 6 hours, and that's 4 seconds.
What?
It's a Sahara.
Stop. All right, okay. Oh, my God. Right. Good grief.
Have you just seen Sahara?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's describe. Some people can't see it.
That's a bit like Diana Ross.
Right, next, it's an Oasis tribute band called the Gallaghers. Can rate out of five how you think the Gallaghers are doing on their video at bbc.co.uk/upstaged.
Stop.
No?
Well, first of all, if they recorded that in their bathroom, and also, a tribute act isn't going to get very far, is it?
Okay, all right.
They should have gone on that Graham Norton one.
So you want real? We want real talent here.
I want real talent.
Okay. What about the sock puppet theatre?
Now we're talking.
It's a bloke talking in a stupid voice with socks.
What are you looking at? I've got an email here. An email. Who's it from? It's from the BBC. What? The BBC? What do they want? Well, they want us to take part in a programme called Upstage. But I don't think we want to do that. Why? What do we have to do? You've got to go into a box for 6 hours. I mean, so. What's the problem there? Between shows, we spend a week in a drawstring bag. What's your problem?
Stop.
No, it's a glass. Mm?
Is that meant to be a conversation between two different socks?
Yes.
Right.
It just makes him sound a bit silly.
Well, he ought to have a different voice for the second sock, would be my advice.
Like, go a bit high and a bit low, change the tone
just
a little
have
bit.
To just maybe give one of them a different accent as well.
Yeah.
At the moment, they both sound the same. It sounds like one sock having a conversation with itself. That's rubbish.
I think maybe you have to see the video to truly appreciate it, but you're right, on the radio, it sounds like it's a man
having a conversation with
the same sock, that's right. Mm. Anyway, this is Shalini. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing a song called Flaws and All by Beyonce. A 2 out of 5 rating on the Upstage website at the moment, but you can change all that.
The socks have got 3!
I know.
I haven't heard
you can
this.
Be
is
a judge.
Really bad, then, this if
is
the socks
Shalini.
Have got 3.
Imagine if Shalini was singing to you, right, in a box for 6 hours.
It's as clear as day. I don't know why you love me. And that's why I love you.
She's better than the socks.
Better than the socks, yeah.
You catch me when I fall.
She could have done Crazy in Love, couldn't she?
Catch me flaws and all.
She could do with a bit of help from the Freemasons.
And that's why I love you.
Then she might do better.
Stop. Okay, so as you can hear, we do need some more videos, so upload yours now. If you've got a special skill or a special talent, it's a new talent show from the BBC. It's called Upstage, and it's at bbc.co.uk/upstage. Put your video on now if you think you're entertaining for 6 hours.
Skill and talent being the two key words.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh my God, Rihanna's coming up. I knew that. And also, Mark Brown.
Yeah, but you can read that there.
Oh, yeah. No, all right. And another reason why I might be psychic, okay? I've just thought of this. Yeah. I was getting a train to Birmingham the other weekend to see my mates, right? Running late, as I always am. Now, normally I'd be sprinting up the platform if I was running late for a train.
Sprinting.
But hurrying a lot in a taxi. And for some reason, I wasn't hurrying at all. I was quite chilled out by the whole thing, right? Got there. Right? It was like I knew the train was going to be late. Got there. Hadn't even arrived at the station yet. Yeah. So I could be an actual psychic. That's pretty good. I wasn't normally. I'd be really stressed out about that. I'd be like running towards the train, like or in a taxi maybe. But no.
Does this mean that you could tell us the lottery numbers for tonight?
No, I can't. Let's not get into that again. They get very annoyed.
Yeah, but you're psychic.
I am psychic, but I don't think I can do that for you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, hello, it's Psychic Scott here. It's 5:12. I do actually think I might be a little bit psychic.
You think so?
Well, after replaying those clips of Sally, it kind of got me into the psychic world last night. And then I was in Bristol, and then the small glass of wine thing happened when I ordered a large one. What we should do, you know that thing where me and you should both draw a picture, right?
Right.
And we don't look, and then we see if we both draw the same thing. Should we do that?
Given our artistic skills, the likelihood of us drawing the same thing is minute.
Or either of us being able to tell what each of us have drawn.
It would just look like a mess.
Yeah, we're not good at art, but do you fancy up for that a minute?
As long as we can just about tell what the other one's drawn, yeah.
All right. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, it's Jane Scott.
Hi, Jane, where are you?
I'm in a lay-by on the M5, I think.
You don't even know, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, how can I help?
I'm following that. I was in Bristol in a hotel last night, and I ordered a large glass of wine and got a small one too.
No way.
No way.
Right, it was really bad. I actually had to order two small glasses in the end.
Same!
And did you have a feeling that was going to happen?
I did. I was a bit worried going up to the bar. I did have a slight tumbling that might be happening.
Right, and they bought a small one, and you ordered large. And in Bristol as well, at a hotel.
Yes.
What are the chances of that?
I don't know. It's pretty bizarre, if you ask me.
Pretty spooky, eh, Jane?
Oh, yes, Scott.
Yeah. Do you believe I'm slightly psychic?
I think you are, yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't got anything... Why are you claiming psychic powers for her story?
Because it's just too much of a coincidence.
I agree.
That's right, Jane. Are you with me?
I am. I'm with you all the way, Scott.
Yeah. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, is that psychic Scott?
Pardon?
Is that a psychic stuff?
Yes, it is. Who's this, please?
Hey, it's Barry calling from Wigan.
You should have known who it was.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Of course it is. It's Barry from Wigan. I could tell you that. Yeah, how can I help?
I was just wondering if you could predict if I was going to get any tonight.
If you're going to get any tonight.
If I'm going to get any tonight.
I think this is quite an easy one. All right. Psychic Scott.
Let me just... Can I have a moment, please, Barry?
Yeah, sure.
Right, okay.
Is this him getting something?
Something's entering me.
Oh. Is this Mary or Dick? Dick isn't entering me, is it?
Barry.
Yep.
The answer is no. It's no.
It's no.
It's no.
I probably could have predicted that myself. Anyway,
yeah, so. I think we all could have, yeah. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.